welcome to the third episode of Conspiranormal. This is your host, Adam Sane.
And I'm Luke Reed.
How are you today, Luke?
I'm doing great, man. I didn't get any skating in today, but I got a little skating in this weekend.
So tell me where you skated this weekend.
Skated at a place called Oblique in Murfreesboro, and it was its last day. It got closed down because the owner could afford rent. She does not charge admission. It's cool. It was a cool place, though.
Well, I guess by not charging admission, I guess she couldn't pay her rent.
Right.
And plus the liability of not wearing a helmet, you were telling me earlier.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a potential problem, but it's kind of like back off the road, you know. It's kind of out there. It's hard to find. It's not like publicly, you know, here's the signs, here's Oblique this way, so.
Well, you got any insight in our last guest, Dr. Future?
Insight?
Any insight? Anything to say about him?
I look forward to talking to him again, if that's what you mean.
Of course, always. We will have him on when his book is completed.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is interesting, so.
Yeah, that's true. It's very, very true. Well, tonight we have a very special guest in studio, but first Luke and I want to do a little bit of a tribute to someone that we listen to on a regular basis. And this is a section of the show that we may do a couple of times called the Alex Jones Scream Off. Why don't you start us off, Luke?
TSA with their hand down their pants!
They're taking our children! CBS is taking our children away from us!
Fluoride in the water! The FCC controlling everything media!
Fluoride in the water and black pyramids and jackbooted thugs filling you up at the airport!
Get your kids immunizations, shots and vaccines, making them lobotomized slugs.
Causing autism, and when I look at my children, and I look at them and I think, oh, they're coming to kill us.
Black pyramids!
Alright, I'm glad I got that out. So, today, Luke, we have a very special guest in the studio. Our first in-studio guest and our second guest overall. Someone that has been also instrumental in putting my feet to the fire to start this podcast. We will call him tonight only by the name of Prime. And he has some very interesting experiences that wants to share with us tonight. So, Prime, if you would introduce yourself and tell us who you are, except for your name, of course. And some of your experiences and how some of those things got started and what the nature of your experiences are.
My name's Prime. I'm here to let everybody know not to stress out. The experiences I've had have been life-changing. I grew up like everybody else, normal life, family trying to make it, would always have bad dreams. Then one day I just got tired of having bad dreams. So I turned around in my dream and took action, and I pretty much stopped having bad dreams because I would take action against the people chasing me. And the monsters chasing me, I would actually fight back. So,
and what was he like? Or it like?
God, I figured out. I was transported to a field of light, and that's what God is—just light. It's love and light, and you do not want to leave. When you're there, you really do not want to leave. When you're out of body, you don't have to leave, but whatever process it is, if you have a human body that you're connected to, you get pulled back into your body after so long. I don't know what it is, but you can't stay where you're at. So I went to go see God. I was there. The strange thing to get to God was the trip and a half. I was actually sent to a mediary person who interviewed me first, then sent me to this field of light afterwards. So I don't know what that was about, but maybe it was an angel. But they looked like a person in an office when I was there. Then they opened the door.
So it was like a big office? Like
yes.
Like a literal office setting?
Yes. And I think the things we're seeing when we're dreaming is something that could relate to us. So I saw an office, like I had to go see the secretary first before I got to see God. So it's all on the up and up too. I never had any urges to do drugs, and I just focus. That's all people are missing in their life. If they don't have anything in order, they have to concentrate on something. And things could get done.
How would you recommend someone who, you know, doesn't dream every night, who often dreams black or cannot remember their dreams, how would you suggest to kind of reinvigorate the ability to dream more?
The first thing I would do is just to treat your sleep time as your own private time, and not to carry the rest of the world with you and to say, I'm starting, and you've got to use affirmations. So during your waking day, say, tonight I'm going to actually go to sleep in a quiet room with no other distractions. And it starts from there, is like realizing that you want to do it, then it'll start falling into place. But you got to be patient. The first few experiments I was doing when I was older, it takes about 30 days of doing the same thing every single day before you start being able to focus that well.
Hmm. You've told me before too that you've had similar experiences to like a alien abduction, and those you've seen what we would say like the little gray aliens, I suppose, and you said some of that has been kind of like the start of some of these experiences, or like you have a guide that takes you that is an alien, or correct me if I'm wrong, but that you've had these experiences before. Could you kind of go into that a little bit?
Yeah, let's all start with God. If there's a God, from everybody's common knowledge, God thought of everything. God created everything. If you can start off with that, it would be logical that God made aliens, all right? And God made humans, possibly. But what I've figured out from all the questions I've ever asked is that the aliens made humans. And it's the strangest thing, but the aliens are our God, if you consider a lesser God. The aliens constructed our DNA, and from some of the experiences I've seen is we are continually watched, and we get abducted for some reason. We get taken, and what I've experienced is I've been actually taken and abducted, but not in my physical body,
right.
Just my soul and spirit. Now, God may... This is still in theory, because no one else can talk to God like one-on-one. I guess people can, but I've never heard anybody say it except for me, because I know I have talked to God one-on-one. Maybe Jesus. It's hard to say, but I really believe that God created all of our souls, which is us. These are just bodies we're in right now. This is sort of what I believe. And we have chosen to be here on earth just to have fun, pretty much. We are here to experience earth in these bodies that were designed by aliens. This is what I've seen. And I'm not sure... why we get abducted? If these aliens are so smart, why are they abducting us? That's my next question I'm asking them, is I'm concerned with that. Like, why are you guys bothering with... So But Adam was saying that one of the experiences I had, I was actually abducted and took into a game show that the aliens were having. This is the strangest thing, but it's the 100% truth. I'll never, ever tell the truth. But I was taken to a game show, and what I'm mad about is the questions I was asked. I can't even remember, but they were asking some ridiculously hard questions. Why would you ask a human a question he can't answer? But I still can't answer normal game show questions, so I think that we're all part of some strange reality show that the aliens are playing. It's a strange thing, but I guess if you were 300 million years old, wouldn't you want a reality show with all humans in it and a whole entire planet involved? You know, you got to think, you know,
right
ahead of the game.
Sometimes I like to look at the whole deal as like an online RPG. You know, you've got all your players and then you've got the game masters.
Mm-hmm.
The game masters have all the control.
That's what I think is happening, Luke.
You were saying earlier, any being that's more powerful than us, that's higher ascended than us, is a god essentially to us.
Mm-hmm.
And when people think God, they think the Almighty. But it can also be used as a literal term for someone who is higher ascended and more powerful than you could ever become in your physical stage like we are now.
How would you respond to, and we'll get back to kind of more of the specific experiences, but how would you respond to people that would tell you that what you're experiencing is would be maybe demonic in nature? How would you respond to that?
I think that we are all demons, if they're going to say that. We are all, even Alex Jones is a demon, because it's just a state of mind. If you're good or bad, it just relates to the other person saying that. So don't be afraid of demonic things. They're just big, bad asses that have a lot of power. But it doesn't mean to run away from them.
You've told me you've seen them before. You've seen some pretty grotesque things, too.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with things that are bigger than you. That's all I'm going to say is respect them. And they have every right to be demonic, as we have every right to act like they're bad. You know, we should all respect each other and just, you know, treat each other as equals if we can. I'm also saying, too, is that those people saying that there's demons out there, if the demons were that badass, they would set us all on fire right now. We would be burning where we're standing. These things are invisible to us, so they're respecting our right to be here. So I wouldn't be judgmental about anything, really. Just be aware that they're out there and they're invisible. Our scientists have said that we only see 5% of the light spectrum with our eyes.
Sure.
That means that 95% of things that are out there, we cannot see. This is what we're all missing. But if people can focus and concentrate, they can actually leave their bodies and see the rest. And people are calling these dreams, but there's more to this than, I think, an imaginary context. It is actually, I really believe, is where we're from. Before we were born, we live in
the dream world.
Yeah, the real world, actually.
Right.
I think we're living in a dream, acting like we're the only ones here right now. That sounds like a dream to me, because it's just the opposite.
I think a lot of people are like that. I think we can agree that. A lot of people are kind of stuck in materialism and the material world and don't really understand, you know.
They pay no attention to the astral world whatsoever.
Well, and there's a spiritual realm, too.
And the thing about it is that who's to say that that reality is not real and this one is completely real? Just because this is where we spend most of our time, and you only spend a third of your life sleeping.
Yeah.
You know.
And we're only seeing 5%. That's like, in an entire hour, only keeping your eyes open for 3 minutes. So that is 5% of an hour, 3 minutes. So in your in 1 hour, close your eyes for 57 minutes and try to get something done, it's going to be hard. That's what we're missing. So the aliens have designed us this way on purpose, and I think it's just maybe because we wanted it to happen. They said, okay, and we're all a part of this big game. That's what Shakespeare said, right?
Well, Adam? The world's a stage, yeah.
Yeah, this is just a stage, and we're the actors.
We're players in it, yeah. Right? You've told me, too, many times that you feel like sometimes that the beings that you see, that they don't always tell you the truth, or they like to mess with you, or they seem to kind of be tricksters, or you've even described them in more colorful language than that, but you'd go into that a little bit.
Yeah, the term, maybe other countries call them the jinn, or the spirits, I think, are bored. So they purposely play tricks on people. So if you ever do go outer body, be aware that it's not 100% the truth sometimes what you're getting. Do experiments. Like, I would put them on the spot and test what they were telling me before I would believe it. So it's hard. I'm not sure how. You would just have to treat each case individually.
What, like, specific time that you've experienced somebody trying to trick you on the other side, and could you kind of tell us about something like specific, like they said to you and you really doubted it? Or
at first I was afraid of things like, what, you know, is there a devil and stuff like that? So I would ask to see my guardian angel. That was one of my big things. I would say, I want to see my guardian angel now. And around the corner, my angel would walk around the corner and come to me. Then we would talk and talk about things that was on my mind at the time. So after a while, my angel started looking different. Once in a while, she would show up as something else. So I was like, this can't be right. Wouldn't my contact be looking the same all the time? So I started questioning my angel and asking my angel, like, to spell simple words that I knew how to spell, like spell duck. And my angel couldn't do it at the time because it wasn't my angel. So the next thing, when you notice one of these spirits lying to you, you have to request that they show you how they really look. You have to say, I want to see how you really look. If you can say that, the spirit will freak out because they know that they've been made like you've discovered that they were you were lied to. So they will show you, and you will. I would like to hear some stories, if people could email Adam and tell me stories of what you've seen, because I've seen a lot. I'm not going to get on too many things, but this is how I can see the aliens, because the alien will act like he's your brother. Then if you say, I want to see how you really look, he will turn into an alien. So the aliens themselves exist in this realm that we can't see, but they're there. Questions like, so if they didn't know how to spell the certain thing, I would say, then where is my guardian angel? Then you'd be more intense with your request. Then she would actually show up. And by the way, my guardian angel knows English and she knows how to spell. So I would get the correct spellings to things and things like that. And when I would say, how do you really look, to my guardian angel, she would not change. So that is a big question. Say, I want to see how you really look. Then it gets... It's called a screen image. These entities on the other side will trick your mind. They will say, I look like this, to mess with you. So if you can get beyond the screen image, then you'll be able to see who they, you know, really are.
Generally, when something would say that it was your guardian angel and not be, did it generally take on a more hideous form or more plain form, or what was it just like a dude?
Yeah, they it was more of a playful form. The aliens, I don't think, are trying to be mean.
So you kind of equate the aliens and the spirits on the other side
as the same
thing? As the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
The spirit, I just call them all aliens now because it makes it easier.
I think there's like, you know, that can be like a subtle difference. Anyway. Yeah, I believe that too. I think, you know, though mine is a little different, but go on with what you're talking about.
Yeah, it could be all in my mind. I don't know. So I'm actually doing an experiment. I'm trying to be scientific with that, what I do. So we developed something called ghost paper. It's a ghost pad. It's thermal reactive. So it's on the side of my bed.
Buy it at myghostpaper.com.
It's where I'm actually trying to leave my body. Then I'm trying to touch the thermal pad and show that there's a ghost in the room, which is me. So that I'll let anybody know about it if it becomes, if I actually can touch the ghost pad while being a ghost, I'll let people know. I do see it though. I've touched it like 4 or 5 times when I'm outer body.
Uh-huh.
Then I wake up and I'm so excited because it feels so real. Then there's nothing that touched the pad. So I need like a ghost hunter group that is willing to sit in my bedroom and watch me have these outer bodies. Then I want to experiment. I want to
get a thermal camera.
Yeah, I want to take this to the next level. I was going to rent a thermal camera, but they want $700 for a rental. So I don't want to do that. So if anybody out there has $700 they want to give me, they can for this.
Or we'll let you borrow the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called them up and they were like, you want to do this? What with it?
Yeah, they didn't even actually want to. I had the money at the time, but they didn't want to loan it to me because they thought I was like pulling their leg, I think.
A new age weirdo.
Who is this guy? Got another one.
But I'm going to put it on the news. If I can actually physically manipulate stuff on this planet from the other side, I would like to show everybody that it's possible. So
there seems to be too, like what you were saying about your experiment is that you say, hey, I've gone out of my body, I've touched the paper, and then you wake up and there's nothing there. And I can relate a story with Prime that we went to a conference together and we were in like, we were in a hotel room. He went to sleep and he said that he woke me up and he was like, hey, did I break the bed? And I said, no, you didn't break the bed. And he said, well, man, I swear I broke the bed. Like I leaned over, I broke the bed. I woke you up. We had to go down to the lobby and talk to them and say, hey, we broke the bed and we tried to put the bed back together. And I was like, man, that never happened. So it seems to me like there's almost like an alternate universe component to this too.
Yeah, it's strange, but when you leave your body, everything looks almost exactly the same, like we're here. So in that experience, I actually did break the bed. We were stressing out about it, but
we got to pay for this probably.
Yeah, we at first were going to try to put the bed in the room that was next to us and swap out beds, but we decided not to. But it lasted about, it felt like an hour that I was doing this. Then when I did wake up, then I asked Adam about this. He's like, no, it never happened. So I'm like, wow. So wherever you're at on the other, I call it the other side, but I think it's all the same side. It's just the unseen stuff we can't see. If you guys had on spirit goggles, if they existed, you would have saw me actually break some spirit bed, wherever this bed is. But I think everything has energy substructures that are visible. When you are pure energy, you can see it. But when we're stuck in these bodies, we're like being held back. We cannot see everything. Mm-hmm. So this bed, you know, if we had a bed or the chair I'm sitting in, it has an afterglow. And that glow is something else that can be manipulated by other energies. So I think we're just in all the same world. It's just a matter of we cannot see it with our physical eyes right now. So
as physical beings, it's hard to look at something and picture it as just energy. You know, and everyone knows that we are energy, but making yourself truly believe it 100% is the hard part, and like the key to enlightenment and everything. It's a long process, you know, over time, to kind of break yourself down and realize that everything is all one energy.
Yeah, we're brought up to think that this is our only body, this is how it is and things, but there's more to it, especially when you know that you cannot get past this body. You know, like if you use your mind and try to move an object in the room, it's probably not going to move, and if it does, you're going to be like a magician. But when you're stripped of your body, you can move stuff with your mind. You can do anything. So I'll be on Adam's show whenever he wants me to, or whenever people request it. Just come up with some strange question you want me to ask on the other side, and I'll try to help everybody out.
You related to me too recently, a couple of days ago, that you were doing the out of body experience, and you actually looked over and you saw like your wife actually leave her body.
Yes, I want everybody to know also that I can see my wife leave her body. Then I'll ask her in the morning what she dreamt about or whatever, and she says nothing. So we all have this ability, but it's a matter of telling yourself you're going to remember what you did, pretty much, because what we think in our dreams actually may be us in a different on a different planet, even, where we're all traveling all the time. We're energy bouncing off this planet and doing stuff that you just have to tell yourself you're going to remember it, and you'll see your life change, because you can start asking questions, you can start getting answers you've always thought of or didn't know. Just don't be afraid of anything. Then just experiment. Try to experiment with your life, you know. What if you didn't go to work today and you decided to do something that you loved, you know? Would that make your life better? I say it will.
Mm-hmm. I say that Joe definitely... I mean, oh, I'm going to edit that out. My bad. So, Prime obviously has a natural gift to...
Who's Joe? I don't know who you're talking about.
He'll edit it out later. That's okay. Prime obviously has a natural gift to travel to the other side, and it seems like he kind of worked into it with ease. Some people it may be a little bit more difficult for, and there's things out there to help you. Keeping a dream journal, wearing the night goggles with the flashing LED in it to let you know that you're dreaming, and to really train your brain to understand when you're awake and when you're sleeping and when to take action. And the key to really doing what you're talking about is willpower. You know, that seems to be like the zero point energy on the other side that makes things really happen. It's just willpower and belief in yourself.
It's being stress-free too. If you have something in your life that's bothering you, you have to lay down and forget about it. You got to forget about everything and just say, I'm going to concentrate on myself tonight. I'm going to do the outer body stuff, or I'm going to dream and I'm going to remember it. So try not to stress. There's a website called Lucidity. I can't pronounce it.
Lucidity?
Yeah, like Lucidity 101. That this guy actually helps people have outer bodies. You may want to check it out. I would say probably download his YouTube first to see if it's your cup of tea, but it's pretty much he'll tell you to set a timer that wakes you up every 30 minutes. Then the waking up gets you kind of geared towards leaving your body. I've never actually had to do what he does, but it all makes sense what he's talking about. So he's probably got a large following. He's got a community if you want to ask questions. The only thing I did not like about what he does is he sort of is concentrating. He's acting, I guess, like we're all stuck on this planet, like we're a part of the planet. But what I've seen is we're way beyond that. We can go anywhere.
Kind of like a man, like man and is one with nature kind of thing. Is that where he kind of comes from?
Yeah, he wants to say that. Maybe I read something wrong, but it seems like he wants to say that it's hard to leave the realm of this earth. And all you have to do is say, I want to go to the moon or I want to go to Mars, and you'll travel and you'll be there.
Have you been there?
Yes.
What's on Mars?
Mars, what I've seen is just dirt.
Dirt?
Black pyramids.
Black pyramids. Black pyramids!
This leads into Adam's stuff about conspiracies, though. With this kind of knowledge, you could actually leave your body and investigate some of these conspiracies.
Oh.
You can go to the houses of the people that you think are bad and question them. You could question their spirit. They will give you answers. They might not know they're talking to you. That's what I'm saying, is you can talk to the spirit of people. They won't remember the conversation, but you will.
Is there anything specific that you've learned?
I've learned...
I know you were investigating 9/11. Yeah. One of the things you were...
Yeah, I was really upset about 9/11, the whole thing, and all the conspiracy stuff really makes sense to me, which is sad. So I do believe that was a conspiracy, and I believe that it was beyond this planet. From what I've learned is that the aliens were supporting it. And it's sad to say...
They were supporting it?
Yeah.
As in they caused it? Or
no.
How did they support it?
Well, they support it by letting it happen.
By
these aliens
letting it happen.
Could stop anything. And you've seen stuff, if you watch TV, that they've stopped, like, nuclear strikes. And I'm going here with the five nuclear missiles that went missing on the military base.
Yeah, the B-52 in 2008.
Yeah, where'd those go?
Oh, we just put some nuclear missiles on a B-52. It's
yeah,
okay.
So...
Don't worry about it.
So when prayers are answered, I think that the aliens are actually concerned about a large set of their experiment disappearing, which would be a nuclear explosion. So they're... It would throw a lot of their work into chaos. So what I'm saying with the 9/11 stuff is it was small scale. Like it was to serve the greater good, and the aliens knew about it. And I was pissed off to even learn that from them. But I actually got this from them. And they said that if I pursued it any further, it would be in vain. So pretty much they threw down the gauntlet. And they said, Joe, just let it go. So it's sort of, this is from Dr. Phil. It's sort of, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? So I'm telling everybody to be happy because you're only here on this planet for 70 years. Just don't stress out. But if you're concerned about conspiracies and that's your life's calling, definitely pursue it. But there's a bigger game at play here than just our lives. It's we're involved in the game of, I would say, the aliens. I would say we are just the pawns in their big game. So
not only is it the CIA and the New World Order, it's also the space aliens too.
Yes, add them to your list, Adam.
Man,
I feel like he's trying to say that there's a whole nother side. Like a mental police, like you would call it, you know, maybe a government division of you know, like mental police.
Yeah,
they get like cronies on the other side that are you know making sure that people don't find the answers that they're looking for and stuff. Like psychics who are really advanced, you know, really, really gifted and really experienced.
Yeah, there is some. If you've seen Men Who Stare at Goats, I mean, you know, and that movie's kind of takes it in a lighthearted, kind of comedic way, except for towards the end.
There's a lot of truth in it, but, though, definitely.
There's definitely a lot of truth and a lot of remote viewing, which is something that, you know, in a sense, Prime is doing. He's doing the remote viewing and those kind of things. And, you know, this kind of leads me into, since we're talking about a dark subject, about 9/11, which is something that Luke and I will get into more on later on, but... You've had darker experiences too, where you've actually seen hell or a kind of hell.
Yeah,
and you relate some of that, and that it kind of involved a family member as well.
Yeah, if anybody has ever wondered, I used to think I was brought up as a Christian, like a Jehovah's Witness, and strict. We would always go to church and everything. I was told there was a heaven and a hell, pretty much. But I used to start thinking that, no, there's no hell. There can't be. Because I would leave my body. I would be able to see things. And I never ran into heaven or hell. But it's because I never asked to go there. So one day I decided to say, I already did the God thing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a badass today. I'm going to say, I want to go to hell.
So what if you got stuck there? What were you going to do?
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that. And... anyways, that if anybody can do an outer body, I want you guys to ask that question. Say, I want to go to hell now.
I think Luke probably would.
He'd travel there.
Since it's metal. Yeah. Down there.
Hell plays good music, so yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it's not going to... I don't want to front load it for anybody, but it will be one of your worst fears that will come true. And it did involve a family member of mine. There was a lot of blood and glass. I was stuck in shards of glass. And anytime I moved, I would feel pain. And with my outer body traveling, I have to actually physically walk through doorways to go places. The doors they act as portals in your house.
You kind of have to draw them kind of in a way.
Yeah. A cool thing is you can actually draw them with your hand if you need to. So it's like a cartoon. Sometimes you'll once you get advanced enough, you can draw your own doors. But with this hell idea, I couldn't move to draw anything. I was stuck. I was really stuck. I couldn't travel forward or backwards. I couldn't think of how to get out of here. So I was actually physically in hell, and I couldn't get out. And then I also saw my family members stuck there. So that was really tearing at my heart. And every time we moved, we bled, and I was in pools of blood. So for me, that was hell. And I don't think it's going to be the same for everybody. But send your hell experiences to Adam. We would like to hear them, and we can say stuff on the podcast
this is
about them.
This is something that I have looking into my own studies of what hell is. We kind of generally look at it as being, you know, the lake of fire and
Dante's Inferno,
and a lot of, but, you know, I look at it more in the sense of the underworld is what the ancients had in mind, and that you do kind of make your own hell. So it's interesting that you bring that up about the glass. And why do you think there would be such a place, though? Why do you think that do you think that people make that for themselves, or what is your idea on that?
I think it's just when you get to the lowest point in your life, and it could be the opposite for people who love hell, but I think when you get to the lowest point in your life, it's just a place where you go that kind of shows you. You could get lower. You could actually get lower. And it says to you that, isn't your life better than this?
Well, did you see other people there? I mean, did you think that those people were passed on souls? Or
No.
You didn't see anyone other than your family member?
No, I didn't see anybody else there. So it was like isolation. You're isolated. You're stuck. And there's nobody to help you. And you can scream as loud as you want. It's just going to bounce off the glass. For me, it was like, oh my God, there's no one here to help. And then I knew I was traveling outer body, so I was even concerned. I'm like, am I really stuck here? So until my energy actually ran out of me, I was stuck there. Then I finally woke up in my bed. So I was crying after that, like you see a sad movie, you'll sort of cry. I was like that. I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to ask to go there again if I don't have to. So people being bad and then them saying you're going to go to hell for it, not necessarily. I think you're only going to go to hell is if you ask for it. Now, the people, if there is somebody out there who want to put you there, maybe they'll trick you into it. They'll say, have you been to hell yet? You should go there. Then you'll go. Then you'll be, holy crap. So
hey, you should go to hell. It's nice this time of year.
Everything you're saying there sounds remarkably similar to Asian philosophy on hell and the nine levels of hell, and nine being the most intense and the first being the most subtle. And they think of it as maybe every soul goes to hell when they die, and it's a repurification process to be able to go to the other side, to other world, to the astral plane, the good side, you know.
Yeah, we are vibrating kind of a purgatory energy
concept.
Yeah, what I found out is we are pure vibrating energy on the other side. So that could be right, Luke. We could actually run out of energy a little bit and then get thrown into the ninth level of hell just because we're out of energy. So just hopefully we get recharged somewhere. I can't prove it one way or the other, but you do not want to go there. That's all I'm saying.
I remember too that you said that you asked to see like different things, and you said like, for instance, you asked to see me and you said that something was big was protecting me or something like that. Do you remember what that was about?
Yeah, a little bit. I was maybe out one time, then I probably was bored and I ran out of questions. I was
How
like,
"How could you be bored?"
I don't know. It's strange, but I've gotten a lot of questions answered. So now I just do stuff like this ghost pad. I'm trying to touch the pad, but in that one, I was thinking, "Oh, I should go see Adam." Then at the time, I think the doors wouldn't open or something. So something was protecting you. Like I wasn't allowed to see you, if I remember right. Like, so some things are restricted, and it's just because you're in a world of other spirits. So you don't have free reign. You want to have it, but they'll tell you when to stop, kind of an idea. So like your idea about the psychic
the police.
Yeah. That I've seen that, and there's stuff going on. So I would like to see the command center, you know, who's all doing all that. So I've seen like alien school, them teaching other aliens how to do things. So they're probably part of the mind police too. So there's a lot going on.
What do the aliens look like? Are they like what we, you know, kind of in popular culture, the grays kind of stuff?
Yeah, and I can't say it's because I saw it or it's not because I saw it, because I've seen it on TV like everybody else. But what I see is, yes, they look like the grays that we see on TV. They definitely do. Whoever drew that drawing, that's right. So, and I've asked to see how you actually look to these things, and that's how they actually look. So strange. But also, the reptilian, there's more than one race of aliens out there trying for control of Earth, I guess. There's reptilians. Then my latest one are cat-like aliens. They look like cats. I don't know why. I do like cats, but they wouldn't change from cat, like little hamster-looking aliens that were talking to me. So they're very smart. They're little, furry, but very smart. So don't ever judge things, because it could be anything. I don't know. So I'm still trying to prove all of this. So I wish I could bring one to you guys and show you. But
does it seem like the grays and the reptilians? Does it seem that they kind of compete with each other? Is that kind of the way that it seems?
I have not
vying for control.
Yeah, you know what? I've not seen them ever next to each other.
Uh-huh.
It's always been me going to their world or planet or wherever, or their spaceship. It's never been them one-on-one being fighting or next to each other. So I've never asked that question. Like, are you guys fighting with the reptilians? So I might ask that next time I'm out there, you know.
Yeah, we hate those guys.
Yeah. No, don't hate it.
No, I'm saying that the gray alien says that.
Oh, yeah.
We hate those guys.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the, like, praying mantis thing?
No, I don't think so. But what I do want to say is we shouldn't fear the aliens. We should fear the people who are abducting the aliens, because that is something we haven't seen yet, but it seems like they're on the lookout for stuff all the time. So it's a strange way to think about it, but I don't think we're the top of the food chain, and I don't know if they are, but what I've seen, it may be a time thing also. So maybe they're scared of time. I'm not sure how to put it.
If they have these abilities above us mentally, you know, maybe more adept in the mental plane, then they have to have their physical limitations.
Yeah. I think we, our spirits could have been aliens once. I think they're just spirits inside of their spirit bodies from what I've seen. So I don't know how to put it. I think they've just been around longer and they're smarter and they want to look that way. Because in the sense, we all look the same. We're just energy molecules. So why are they choosing to choose that shape? So I think maybe they evolved that way, you know, originally. So they maintain it. And supposedly what I was shown and told, aliens have like a 240 IQ, something like that. And our smartest people down here have like 160 maybe, something like that. So when I talk to them, they talk like they're on cocaine. They talk very quickly and very, like they're super smart. Like they can go through anything. And like I'm just boring them when I talk to them. So I don't know. I'm rambling.
No, that's interesting stuff.
You described them too with me in our conversations. You described them also as kind of very robotic.
Yeah, there's something going on with, I might be getting some of this stuff from a book or I may have read, but what I have seen outer body is that the robots could be the aliens. They seemed to be that way, but it could just be the efficiency of it all. They move like robots because it's more efficient to travel that way or to do that way or something. So it might just be my imagination. Maybe I'm the only one doing this. So I'm still trying to prove that we can exist beyond our body. So that's what the ghost pad idea is about. Being able to try to touch it and manipulate this world from, you know, from the other side, sort of.
Well, let me bring in another topic of, you did mention that you felt that you met Jesus at one time. What did you experience? Did you experience Jesus, or what do you think Jesus is or was?
I think Jesus is something maybe that was made up by humans. I don't know if we just read one book. So I've asked to see Jesus just to do it, and it's like a higher intelligence alien maybe, but he never changed either. We supposedly have guardian angels. She never changed. And yes, she had wings and she looked like an angel. Sort of that's how Jesus was. So Jesus is not God, though. Jesus could be if he wanted to be, I guess. But he's just, maybe he was born here and he wanted to do it. And he was doing miracles. To us, it's a miracle. But to these aliens, it's just technology. It's, oh, you can manipulate an atom this way. It's you can replicate fish by doing this. You know, it's to them, it's just technology. To us, it looks like a miracle.
Hmm. Interesting. Anything that you want to ask, Luke? What's on your mind?
I like to think of Jesus as kind of like a... He was the teacher trying to teach them how to get to the path to, you know, do what Prime is talking about here. what Prime is talking about, how to do things like that, you know, and master it, to master it.
Yeah,
ascended, because essentially, you know, astral projection combined with several other things that we have the potential to do, but we have to be taught.
Yeah, he could have been like a seed, like let's send Jesus in. Maybe they'll shape up their act and stop screwing around and start building stuff. You know, we've been more constructive since Jesus. We've been more productive. And I don't think they want people to kill people. But if it's to serve their greater good, it's going to happen. But I do not condone it. And it makes me mad seeing, you know, senseless people dying. So... But the Jesus thing, I definitely think he was probably a plant. Like, he was put on earth in different forms. Like, maybe he was Allah or, you know, maybe he was Gandhi too. Like, certain big time things, but he just kept it under wraps. Like, he says, oh, I'm going to do all these special things this time. You know, maybe he's been here multiple times. We don't know. There's no ID card or system that we could keep track of. But we're getting there, though. That's why I'm all for cameras in certain places, because we're starting to see more stuff. We're starting to be more, as a big community, everybody knows what everybody's doing. So it's kind of, I think it's for the best, you know, that we all are all on the same page, you know, to advance our culture and our spirits into another time.
You don't necessarily, I mean, we talk about Alex Jones and we kid around about him. You know, I do listen to him, and Luke has listened to him too. But you don't necessarily see that, like as Alex Jones talks about the New World Order, you know, and the Black Pyramids. But he talks about the New World Order, and you don't necessarily see that as like a bad thing.
No.
To you, that's not necessarily a horrible thing.
Yeah, I think the bad thing is how everybody's getting to that. So that's what he sees. He sees people's hand down people's pants, down the pants of other people. That's bad, right? Stop touching my junk. So he's mad about that. But if the New World Order was nicer about stuff, stop poisoning people, they'd probably get their agenda done. Like, what is their prime objective? I think their prime objective is to get everybody on the same page, is to get everybody on one currency, all together, all the same laws, everything. I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, if we all spoke English, I think it would be great.
Well, it's probably going to be Chinese, but...
Yeah, whatever.
But you did mention something to me about, you know, all these things about the world and worrying about the world. And you did mention that some angel or such told you that there's going to be 3,000 years of peace or something like that. I remember you telling me something like that one time.
Yeah, one of the questions I asked, and it was when Quinn, my daughter, was born, I actually felt inside of her mom's belly when she was in there. And when my angel was there, I was trying to figure out... something like talk to my baby outer body. It was kind of a neat experiment I tried. But at the time I was told not to worry about anything, that we were experiencing 1,000 years of peace. So then to me, that tells me that maybe what the Bible is saying, maybe revelations already happened, you know. Bad things have happened. World War I, World War II, famines and everything. They've already happened. So maybe nobody told anybody, but I really think that we are in a peaceful time, right? We can go out in the street and cause trouble, or we can be peaceful. It's up to us. But definitely, don't you want peace? And think about it. If Revelation's already happened. We would actually be in peace right now. But if we were in peace, wouldn't we still have free will to make it unpeaceful if we wanted? And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing people making it unpeaceful. Like people dropping bombs on people. That is not peaceful. So you need to say, stop dropping bombs. If they stop, everything's peaceful again. So that's just the logic behind it. I think that, and I was told that we are experiencing 1,000 years of peace. So to me, that told maybe no one asked, you know, did anybody ever stop and ask, is this Revelations and is it done yet? I don't think anybody ever asked anybody that question. So who's ever in charge of the Bible thing? Maybe they should send out emails or text messages to people and let everybody know to start being peaceful. Because I really think we're already in it. To me, my life is good. I think everybody could have a good life. Everybody's partying right now. They're all drinking and having fun, half of everybody. So to me, that's peaceful, guilty. You know? Just because you don't have a job or no money, that doesn't mean it's not peaceful. I really think that we should enjoy our time here on the planet and stop worrying about the end of the planet, you know? Just if everybody stood up at once and said, okay, we're going to be peaceful today, everybody would have a good day, you know? Do what you want to do without hurting someone else.
If I could recommend, or if everyone out there could be homeless for a month or two, I would definitely recommend it. Because it you can prioritize, you get all of the time in the world to prioritize everything in your life. You got nothing but time to think, and it makes you appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Chris is looking at you really funny.
Completely just changes your outlook, you know? It's a, you know, people, you know, you think it's funny, but I'm serious.
I understand what you're saying. I can imagine something like that would change your outlook. I mean, you know, you are kind of on your own and you're living by your own wits, and you know, I can't imagine. People that give away possessions and such, you know, Joe mentioned Gandhi, you know, the guy ran around and pretty much, you know, lived off charity and owned like a piece of cloth to wrap around himself.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, revered by the people, and he's the father of his country.
Just like I was saying earlier about how it was my idea that hell reinvigorates the soul so it will be pure enough to go to a higher plane. You know, that's more like the physical form. Maybe it gives you kind of a boost to learn to appreciate things more and stuff. And
I think you guys know that you know me, and I think you guys know that you know I'm in the minority here, but I have different viewpoints on some of this stuff. Vastly different.
Prime and I share a lot of
share a lot.
Exact same beliefs.
And that's why I wanted to get him on here, because, you know, he could go through his experiences and just lay them out, you know, and say, this is what I experienced, and that's it. You know, that's why, you know, I just want people to just to hear it. And because I want to make, you know, this show is not just about, you know, one religion or anything. It's just about, you know, different people's viewpoints on things. And we will have people that are going to have a very opposite viewpoint of Prime. So, you know, you'll see it. But this is what I want to make this show is kind of a potpourri of things. But I wanted to ask Prime here, you know, kind of in closing, that we're talking about, you know, you've also talked to me about reincarnation, and that you've gotten to see some of your past lives. And I don't know where I stand on reincarnation. I have an interesting experience myself, which I won't share, but, you know, if you can kind of share some of that.
Yeah, the reincarnation definitely is happening all the time. We're here for 70 years. It's just our bodies. Our spirit, our energy does not die. We can stand around and get born again. I'm not sure. I have not experienced it going out of body and watching this, but just logically, I think we just stand next to a lady who's making love, then when those seeds are happening or something, we jump in some chemical thing, or maybe we get pulled in if we're standing too close. Maybe we get sucked into that life. But I think we're sitting there and we can see who we want our parents to be. So we know that that's why we have supposedly people standing next to our beds watching us all the time.
And you've had that experience. You were relating to me about somebody standing next to your bed.
Yeah. So this is what I see. I think that the reincarnation is a natural thing. We say, oh, I want to be Bill Gates' son. There's probably a line outside of his house of spirits standing there, you know, wanting to do that. So I don't think it's any mysterious thing. There's reports on television about past lives and things. And the past lives I had are really boring. I wish they weren't, but...
What were they? What some of the past lives you had?
One of them...
You were Cleopatra?
No. I'm pretty much Mel in all this, so that's my standing right now. I'm 100% Mel. But one of them was... I was a black guy in a high-rise building, and I saw how I died. Somebody shot me over a book. Like, I took somebody's book, and I got in trouble, I guess. So... Another one, I was a coal miner in Virginia. I had long hair. I really looked like a woman, I thought. I'm like, this can't be me. But after looking at it further, it was me. I was like a miner covered in coal with a bunch of other miners. That could have been just an experience I saw and not how I died, because I'm always afraid of tight spaces, but maybe that's why, because I got buried under dirt, you know, where I was, or my whole job was hoping I won it, but I needed to make money. So it's a hard job to what I saw. Everybody was unhappy, it seemed like, but I guess we were all happy because we were making money.
Sure.
But I had other lives of, one was a farmer. I was, I think, a farmer in Tennessee. Somewhere. Another one, I was Middle Ages, just some like kid running around, possibly just somebody, and I died young. I died young in a lot of these, and I think it's because of my attitude with things. I would not be afraid of something. So I think I got into a lot of trouble, and I died young on a lot of stuff. So I probably...
It interests me that, like, you know, I was saying, like, oh, you weren't Cleopatra.
Yeah.
You know, like, you always hear that stuff, especially, like, in New Age circles. Luke can probably attest to this.
But a future guest on your show can tell you about how she is a High Atlantean priestess.
Or Napoleon, or Cleopatra, or Alexander the Great, or some other figure from history. Pick your figure. But that what you're seeing is just like, you know, normal people doing normal things.
Yeah, most, you know, of us are just normal.
Shoveling holes or something, you know.
Yeah.
Which would be, you know, most of the, you know, what, 98% of the human population of all history was.
Yeah.
Or still is.
We can't all be in line to be a princess, you know. It's just, we got to take what we can get and just hope for the best.
Yeah. Right. Well, Prime, I want to thank you for coming. You've been a great guest. How do you feel about
as Prime said? I think it's definitely some interesting content there. Yeah.
So next week, or in 2 weeks from when we're recording this, on April 16th, we're going to have a different show. We're not going to have a guest. I'm going to go over some false flag terror that may or may not have been caused by aliens. But and then we're gonna do a little bit something different. I'm gonna interview Luke, and he's kind of, you know, let his belief system come out a little bit tonight. But I want to specifically interview him.
I won't be upset if most of our viewers decide to leave.
Oh no, it's totally okay. But I want to thank everyone for listening. And there are a few things. There is a Conspiranormal blog up that I've had up since before we started recording. It is conspiranormal.com blogspot.com. And we will have a Facebook page up soon. And Luke will have, and Chris will have access to that. So you guys will have any kind of like news or anything that's coming up. And you can reach us also at go to Podomatic, search Conspiranormal. And you can find us on Podomatic and listen to us there. You can also subscribe to iTunes, which is the easiest thing for most people. So I want to thank everyone for coming, and Prime for coming, and it's been great. Anything else you want to add, Prime?
No, just nice being interviewed. If you guys want me back, just let me know. I'll talk about other stuff. And if people who listen to this can send questions in and ideas, I'll try to investigate for them and hopefully answer some questions.
Right now, you can reach me at adamsayne@yahoo.com. That's adamsayne@yahoo.com. And if there are any questions or anything, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Conspiranormal.
Conspiranormal.
With Black Pyramids.
Feel free to donate.
We need the money. We'll be right back.